Let's go to sport. Warwick Hadfield joins me again. Since we last spoke, quite a big development. Mick Fanning's amazing morning, but still, what a difficult moment for him personally.
Yes, well, we've seen lots of people giving him hugs and so on the beach as he's progressed through to the semi-finals of this final tournament at Pipeline Hamish. He still hasn't won the World Championship. Adrian De Souza has just beaten another Australian, Josh Kerr, in their quarter-final. De Souza waiting till really the last minute to get the winning ride, just as Fanning had done against the great Kelly Slater. Now, they were averaging in their heat rides of around 3.34, 3.5 and so on. With seconds to go, Fanning finds a wave and produces a ride of six. It's just astonishing. People are saying they've never seen him so focused. He has a little ritual he goes through before he competes. He sits on the beach cross-legged and just thinks about what he's got to do. But even this has got a poignancy about it. As we know, he found out before he went into the water yesterday that his big brother Peter had died. And I think nothing less than the World Championship now to complete what's been, well, nothing short of an astonishing year for this Mick Fanning, born in the western suburbs of Sydney, but he's, you know, where they're a long way from surfboards out there, but his parents made the move to the Gold Coast when he was about six or seven, and then therefore fashioned this, well, what is going to be a wonderful surfing career, if it's not already. If he wins the world title, he equals Mark Richards as the Australian, as the Australians to have won the most world titles. They both won four. Of course, Kelly Slater, way out in front in that particular race, he won 11, but eliminated this morning by Mick Fanning.
We've got a bit of audio of Mick Fanning shortly afterwards. Let's take a listen.
I just felt the sun come out, and you know, usually when the sun comes out, a wave comes, and I just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like you got to sit there, and you train so much for moments like those, and you just got to be composed. You know, if you freak out, then you'll probably fall. So you just got to try and stay relaxed, and yeah, just got lucky that it actually opened up. You know, the energy's been amazing, and I'm walking down, and you know, almost in tears every time I'm paddling out, and even out in the water, you know, it's just going through waves of emotion. But look, it's you know, a friend told me once that, you know, we can deal with anything, and you just gotta, you know, do it the best you can, and stay true to yourself, and yeah, things will happen.
If it's possible, Mick Fanning going even further up in the esteem.
Waves of emotion and emotional waves, you'd have to say. Yeah. And look, he did talk about the sun coming out. Interestingly, as part of his heat, there was a great big rainbow over the pipeline as well, because a big a storm or a bit of a shower came through it, and that's said to have upset the way the waves work as well. So for the sun to come out and for that wave to have appeared was, you know, looks like someone from a higher authority was taking control there for Mick Fanning.
Cricket, fitness test today for Usman Khawaja.
Yeah, on his birthday, no less. Named the two great left-hand batsmen board on the 18th of December. Anyway, Khawaja is likely to have this fitness test this morning to see if he can play for the Sydney Thunder in the T20 game on Sunday. If he passes all that, then the last hurdle preventing him taking part in the Boxing Day test will be the Cricket Australia medical staff. But I think the feeling is now that Usman Khawaja will come back into the side. And I think, as Mark Waugh said yesterday or the other night, that Joe Burns and Sean Marsh will be one of the batsmen to miss out. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I would have thought Cricket Australia would have kept this going all the way up to up until the final moment, just to keep the AFL and the NRL off the front pages. But there you go.
Speaking of things keeping them off the front pages, American football, is the end nigh for Jarryd Hayne?
Well,
in the NFL?
It certainly is, I think, for this season. There are only three games left for the San Francisco 49ers. They're running out of running backs, and there's still no indication that Jarryd Hayne would be used. He's been relegated to play in yet another practice match. The sort of reading of the ruins, or the runes, it might be the ruins in this particular case. Some of the coaching staff have said it was an experiment that hasn't worked. Others are saying, well, we've got to give this bloke time. But of course, the one thing he hasn't been given is game time. So a lot of people, I think, one person who won't admit defeat is Jarryd Hayne, but I think a lot of other people are saying that the wonderful opportunity, I mean, he's played one NFL game more than you and I, Hamish, so it's an achievement of itself.
Now, Warwick, we need to talk.
Oh.
I understand it's a big day for you.
It is.
And now we know you're a man of many talents, but this is a talent I did not know you had. Can you tell me about Dancing with Aristotle?
Dancing with Socrates.
Socrates. Well, we've...
Oh, Dancing with Socrates.
I've been fed bad intel.
The Dancing with Socrates is a band that I've played in for a little while. Mick Wilcox, Ross Tedders, Pete, and my friend Phil Hungerford. What do you know about them?
Well, I think all of us are about to learn a bit more. Here's Dancing with Socrates, Simple Man.
Here I am, all these years alone. A simple man and his simple song. I've played it sweet and I've played it strong. But in the end, it's just my simple song. But when I count my blessings in numbers high and handsome, it always seems to me that I'm counting on you. Here I am, all these years alone. Simple man who wrote a simple song.
Simple man with a simple song. Warwick Hadfield, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. That is, that's really made my day. Thanks so much, Hamish. That's a lovely thing. And, look, thanks to the rest of the guys in that band who continually make me look a lot better than I really am as a muse. I think I'll float for the rest of the day.
Thanks to the lovely Mrs. Hadfield as well, who assisted capably.
We will have words. Well, thank you ever so much. Thank you. It's great. It's lovely. I mean, you know, Brian Wilson said the greatest thrill he ever got was as a Beach Boy was hearing his song on the radio. And here I am, a little bit younger than Brian Wilson, and finally enjoying that moment.
Have a great day, mate.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Hadfield, there with sport. And that was Simple Man by Dancing with Socrates, not Aristotle, as the intel that we had put it. It's 20 minutes to 8.